Atlanta pole dancing studio launches kids classes for ages 4 and up. By Olivia Rondo on January 22, 2024. An Atlanta pole dancing studio has come under fire after launching a Mommy and Me class featuring children as young as 4 years old participating on the poles. Pink Poles Studio, which boasts over 90,000 Instagram followers, announced kids' classes as well as the Mommy and Me workshops for February in a viral video showing young children swinging on the poles. According to the January 7th post, the studio has finally been able to announce the exciting news after 3 years of anticipation. "We are here to break stigmas and set the bar. Remember that, it's here to stay," the video's caption reads. Kids' class begin 2/3 12 p.m. The next Mommy and Me workshop is 2/24. 12 p.m. Ages 4 and up are welcome to attend. The studio went on to say that God aligned them with the perfect trainer for the program, an experienced pole dancer named Royalty who advertises her ability to twerk and gyrate in next to no clothes on her own page. The disturbing Instagram reel posted by Pink Pole Studio shows the first Mommy and Me class, which featured both little girls and boys being instructed to perform moves such as the splits on the poles. The video has been viewed over 5.4 million times in just a couple of weeks, and the studio turned the comments off after receiving backlash. While the adult women instructing and attending the class with their children appear to be dressed in normal dance attire, other recent videos on the studio's page show pole dancers stripping down to lingerie and dancing for cash being thrown on them. According to People magazine, the first Mommy and Me class was sold out. Studio owner Tiaja Anatia Harris defended her business from the backlash, telling the outlet that the public has a lack of awareness of pole dancing. "The inspiration for our Mommy and Me pole fitness class stemmed from us looking to promote a unique bonding experience between mothers and their children while emphasizing fitness, strength, and confidence in a playful and supportive environment," Harris said. She claimed that despite the online firestorm, the studio has received a positive reception locally and that pole dancing is being unjustly sexualized. "This positive feedback not only highlights a potential demand for such offerings but also underscores the community's appreciation for the inclusive and engaging nature of these fitness sessions, fostering a supportive environment for both mothers and children to explore fitness, strength, and confidence together. It deeply concerns me to witness the tendency of some individuals to sexualize the sport, overshadowing its true essence as a form of athletic and artistic expression. I find it important to address this misperception and advocate for a more informed and respectful understanding of pole fitness." The studio says parents are welcome to come watch and participate in the kids' classes.